I'm Gloria Slechta. I'm 83 years old, still hanging in there. And my mother and dad were Helen and Charles O'Malley, very good name. Died out with three gals. To look at me, you'd think I'm all right, which is ridiculous because I have every disease, but I'm enjoying eating, which I think is a good sign. Really enjoying eating. And Patty and I had just a wonderful time. We ate at Bunny's. I ate. She had a glass of beer. And we had Cold Stone ice cream for dessert. Something I shouldn't have with diabetes, but I enjoyed it immensely. So we're here to record what's left of my memory of the olden times. It might be interesting to you. So, Rose was a real grandma, a real grandma. My mother was the 11th child of a family, big family. And by the time World War II came around and the flu that killed so many people, there was no one left on the farm but my mother and Grandma Rose. And she sold the farm and moved to Minneapolis at 2603 17th Avenue South, a few blocks from South High. Betty, my mother's older sister, was working downtown at Donaldson's. Coming from such a rural area, my mother went to South High for a couple of days and she asked Grandma if she could go downtown and work in one of the department stores. Well, instead, she got a job as an usher at the Pantages Theater. And back then they had silent movies and stage acts afterwards, vaudeville. My dad grew up in a very poor family. There was no such thing as music in the schools. But he took private clarinet lessons. Coming from this poor family, he worked in the Cremet factory up in North Minneapolis. He supported his mother and two younger sisters. When he got a job at the Pantages Theater, he wore a tuxedo, and the orchestra played for the vaudeville acts, top acts, Eddie Cantor, George Burns, and Gracie Allen. When the silent movie was on, they would go over to John's restaurant, which was like the Nankin. And my dad had never had a drink in his life until he was 32 and start having drinks with their Charmaine. And I imagine my mother thought he was quite handsome. And when the average man was making 25 a week, he was making 125. Through the years, my grandma was always close to me. She was the real grandmotherly type. I almost feel ashamed to remember. We go up to Lake Street, and she'd take me to the dime store and buy me candy and all the glass bins, big bag. She'd actually let me put my legs around her and my arms around her neck, and she'd carry me, this poor old frail grandma. Wonderful cook, wonderful, wonderful cook. She, at 72, a person can look pretty good now, but at 72, and when before she died, the doctor said she's led a long life and a hard life. Her heart's just wore out. You know, it was a very happy family. Outsiders said that. They said the Kohaniks are a happy family. I don't remember anyone talking about anyone else in any way not favorable. You would think with a lot of, especially when we went up north together, Jack and Salina had a cabin up north, and the women would all get together and they'd make pancakes with blueberries picked out of the woods, but nobody played a lot of cards, but nobody ever talked about anyone. They all got along good.